Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. As usual, open your hand to receive, be responding with Amen, I receive it. I prophesy, receive supernatural power to move higher and to move faster this 8th month of the year. Oh, from the first day of the month to the last, good things have been happening for you. God will bless you in a way that defies human understanding and explanation. Oh, God will send helpers along your way in the name of Jesus. Let's do this thing, this today. Take a key. Look for a key, any type of key. Let's use key to pray today. If you cannot find a key, use your Bible, a stick, or anything at all. We want to ask God to open doors and to help us. Hold it. Can you get a currency of choice of any denomination of your country? Hold it as well. Then your anointed mantle, wrap it round. Wrap your mantle around it, the key and the currency. Place them. And let me begin to pray. I prophesy, God will give you a miracle that takes key to open and to drive this new month. Get ready to drive your new car if you desire that. And if you have an old car and you desire change, God will change it for you. Receive impartation for your dream car and your family dream car. Oh yes, owning a car is not a luxury, it's a necessity. God will meet that need for you. Key is required to open a house, a new accommodation, a new office, a new shop, a new apartment. Raise the key and the mantle. If that is your desire, God will build for you and buy for you your dream house. You will move to a new accommodation, an apartment. Key also stands for solution. This month, you will find solution to that issue. Key is also for opening of doors. I prophesy, your desired doors shall open for you early this month. I see gates lifted for you, and I see doors open in Jesus' name. Oh, money, you will not lack money. Money in hundreds of thousands, money in millions and multi-millions, and even in billions for those who desire it. Receive it now. Oh, yes, that is the anointing flowing to you. All waiting mothers, lay hand on your tummy. Receive power, like Sarah in the Bible, to conceive and to deliver without stress. All pregnant women, lay your hand on your tummy. I prophesy, you will deliver with ease like the Hebrew women in Jesus' name. August 2 celebrants, open your hand for prayers. Your new age is blessed. You shall mark August 2 yearly in good health, in power, and in prosperity. Happy birthday. Now, let's answer some questions. But before then, listen to this first. If you miss the crossover vigil, which we did Thursday night to Friday morning, 10 minutes to 12 to 20 minutes after 12, please visit our Facebook and YouTube page to listen. All at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Watch it. Listen to the short message God gave me for the month. Pray the prayer points we prayed that night and sow the sacrificial seed called for that night at the level which you can afford. Don't miss the way God is leading us on TPGF. It is not yet late. Pray the prayers and sow the sacrificial seed. Now, first issue for the day. Good morning, my able daddy. Once again, happy birthday, sir. Daddy, please treat my question. I married my husband over 30 years ago. God bless us with 4 children. I'm 54 years while he is 58. For over 10 years now, we have not been intimate. His manhood is no more functioning. And he does not care about it. He does not care about my feelings also. Daddy, I feel like walking out of this marriage. I can't bear it anymore. I need your counsel, sir. Wow, 10 years ago, you stopped intimacy. Oh, you must have been 48 years then. How come? And you kept quiet on it? At 48, a man is at his best in intimacy. Oh, yes, there must be some underlining factors, either medical or spiritual or both. I'm sure he's concerned about it too, but you know men with their ego. I would not advise you to walk out of the marriage. If you can walk out, and will your four children also walk out? No. Please discuss it with him. Start with prayers. Get him to let both of you make it a prayer concern. Engage all our prayerful, our faith prophetic insight. Start with warfare prayers together over this issue. Then on your own, locate a good consultant urologist in the town or in the city. Discuss and go with him to see the doctor. Combine ministration with medication. Solution will come. If you listen to our prayer mountain services every Thursday, you will have had a testimony last Thursday. A man testified online who had lost his erectile power for 7 years as a result of a vehicle accident. But as he subjected the condition to prayers and prophetic impartation, he got healed and regained his erectile functions back. If he is reluctant to either pray or see the doctor with you, then bring his mentor into it, the person he respects and listen to. Let that person talk to him. Next, sir, can you help me with fruits to take daily? The combination of food that the feminine man takes daily for his good look and his strong health, so that I can search for it on Telegram group, sir. Please, sir, this is important because a lot of people have been asking me too, what does it take, how does it live, so that I can tell them. I told them I will find out. Thank you, sir, and have a beautiful day. Wow. You ask, then listen. There are three things I do daily as a lifestyle since over 40 years now. One, 3 liters of water a day I consume, I take. Then a combination of fruits blended for me, which includes orange, carrot, papaya, apple, avocado, turmeric, watermelon, cucumber, lemon, and ginger. You may not need that much. Some people say they cannot afford it. My counsel is that you talk to your dietitian or even your doctor. I do 1 hour smart walk every morning, 3 days, 4 days a week, around where I live. I do some swimming when time allowed it. I avoid stress as much as I can. I don't drink soda water, which is called minerals, of any kind at all. It contains sugar. I avoid red meat. I don't use sugar or sweetener for my tea. I take green and herbal tea, just like that. I don't eat white rice. I don't eat rice at all. I don't eat yam. No white bread. No pounded yam. No gari, eba or fufu. I don't eat anything fried, not even fried plantain. I avoid processed food. I prefer natural, homegrown. Someone is asking, what then does he eat? Fish, beans, or moimoi, Irish potato, and plenty vegetable. I consume vegetable every day. A good breakfast and little thing at night. You ask, oh, will you go along with me? I hear you. Is all about self-discipline. Please obtain my book titled Wisdom for Good Health and Longevity. Read it and apply. Then my newly released book, 70 Lessons I Learned in 70 Years. Chat or SMS bookie on +234 805 6434 758. She will tell you how to get it. I believe many people are already getting theirs. It will soon be exhausted. Please get yours. Read and comply. If you want to be who God has made us, do what we are doing. Month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 888 we are doing this month, please do so. And the seed of crossover night, as I told you, you can be a tither and a committed seed sower and your situation remain the same. No, it is not possible. God is a respecter of covenant and sacrificial giving. When your sacrifice reach the throne room of heaven, something must move in your favor here on earth. If you want us to send you the commission's account number, send a chat message of request to +234 809 789 4000. Open your hand to receive another series of prophetic blessing. God has started well with you this month. He will take you through this month in health, in power, in resources. You will see miracles that will keep your mouth open in divine surprise. God will surprise you this month. He will send help to your life and open doors for you in high places. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day. I have a wonderful month. Bye.